guitar. Put you in a good mood right here. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. This absolutely perfect, super fantabulous Saturday morning in the great state of Arizona. Come on now.
Good job, Ben.
You're working out in the garden, you got that rake, go ahead and just pick it up. Use it like a guitar. You sweeping or mopping in the house, go ahead, jump up on the countertop and do it. Air guitar. We're here like we are every Saturday morning to melt away your anxieties about home remodeling, improvement, or maintenance or ownership. You ring us, you ask any question you'd like, 1-888-767-4348. Here in the third hour of today's broadcast, we're going to dive into a particular topic with great amount of detail. We're going to be talking about window covering, and I've got two Rosie on the House certified experts to join us in studio this morning to help me answer your questions on this topic. We have Rod DiGiovanni from New West Shutters. Rod, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It says New West Shutters, but we're going to talk any window covering on the inside of a house.
That's correct.
We're going to have a great time doing it, too. Chad Hoppe from Arizona Screen Tech is going to be talking in particular mostly about sunscreens and sunshades, insect shades. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you. Good morning.
We're going to get into that in a great detail. But, guys, I have to beg your patience here. Because we've had a caller from the last hour. He's been hanging on 40 minutes. And I think he's upset with me to begin with. And now that I'm bringing him 40 minutes after a hold, he may even be more upset with me. So can I excuse myself here,
Absolutely.
Take care of this, and we'll come back to the topic of window treatments in 1 minute. Help me out here if I need it, okay? Bob, calling from Tucson. Thank you for your patience. How can we help you, are we friends still?
We're friends. I'm not upset. How you doing, Rosie?
All right. Good, man. I'm doing great.
Okay.
How can we help you?
I've got mold in a tight attic. Okay?
Okay.
From the roof leaking slightly. The roof leaked so slightly that it didn't even go down through the drywall into the house.
Okay.
But yet it did manage to mold some material up there. And the reason I emphasize tight, you can't just send somebody up there with a spray gun and not provide proper ventilation so the man doesn't get in trouble.
Okay.
So is there someone that does that, or is there a product you can recommend?
Bob, when you say mold, you're looking at something, right?
Yeah, I've even gone to the trouble of making a catwalk so they can crawl, and
okay.
I've got pictures of it. And there's a very little amount of black, very small amount of black.
Okay.
And then you go from there out to a frosty brown and white.
And are we talking an area the size of a basketball or the size of a bathtub?
Combined, you'd have a bathtub, maybe
you
two
would.
Bathtubs out of the whole house.
And, Bob, where are you in Tucson?
I'm at in the Seneca Country Club area.
Okay.
Central.
Right. Okay. Romy, who are we going to send in there? Who are we going to send him to? I'm thinking somebody familiar in the attic that has the expertise of negotiating tight spots like that. I'm not so sure I'm not going to have him call Banker Insulation and I'll tell you, Bob, the mold in and of itself probably is not a problem. Okay. I can't remember how many different molds there are on the planet, but it's in the hundreds of millions. There's less than 0.1% of those that are actually, generally speaking, harmful to a healthy person. Okay. I'm going to tell you that generally speaking, we're not going to get in there and try and scrape it. And you don't want to sand it because mold, and you have to be careful even about spraying it with Clorox, because an interesting thing about mold is the way it reproduces itself is it can within a nanosecond of atmospheric pressure change. In other words, if you spray out of a spray bottle Clorox, the mold will detect the atmospheric pressure change and send millions and billions of spores into the air. And as you're spraying it from the spray bottle, you're actually spreading the mold. So I'm gonna encourage our call screener, my daughter Julia, to get your name and number. I know the perfect mold expert I would want to talk to if you were in the Phoenix market. I'm going to call Sharon. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to find out who she would recommend for the Tucson market. I'm going to get a hold of those people. I'm going to be broadcasting down at the home show, Saba Home Show, next Saturday at the Tucson Convention Center. And we're going to deliver you the right expert for the situation, Bob. I'm just going to, again, have to beg your patience, and I'm going to have to do a little bit more homework and research on it. So thanks for the call. Glad to have it. You're having such a great day. But I'm even more glad to find out you aren't mad at me. And I'm going to keep it that way. We're going to do whatever we can. I want to be everybody's best friend, you know?
You work hard at it.
That's my goal in life. Everybody's best friend, like that ugly dog I met this week.
Stop it.
I mean, it was ugly. It was... It could win that ugliest dog contest. You talk about something that got hit with an ugly stick. Man, I'm probably not going to get that job.
I was going to say, you probably don't want that job.
I'm probably not going to get that remodeling job if they hear me talking about their dog named Rosie like this. Let's move back to our experts we've invited into the studio this morning. Rod with New West Shutters and Chad of Arizona Screen Techs. Chad, let's talk window treatments outside the house first. I don't think people understand what the value of shade presents to glass or to any product at all. And I don't think they're aware of what utility companies encourage or endorse. What they endorse and encourage people to do first. You know, people spray a whole bunch of insulation in the attic because insulation is cheap. But it very often is money poorly spent. Where's the first place the utility companies want you to spend money for your return on investment?
It is on your window. 50% of your heat gain on average in a house, sometimes a little bit more with some of the amount of glass that's in the windows today.
And lot orientation and whether you have any landscape shading at all or overhang shading at all.
Mm-hmm. Some of the older homes have some good shading and overhangs, but a lot of the newer homes in there don't. Sunscreens, simply put, they shade your glass. They'll make it more comfortable in your house. They reduce the sun's rays from hitting your glass and heating up that window and heating up the interior.
And I like the way y'all install the sunscreens and the fact that it covers the entire aluminum frame of the window. It's the aluminum frame that's conducting a lot of the heat through the house as well. It becomes a little mini radiator.
Correct, yes. So the sunscreen covers the entire window. We traditionally mount it with the spline or the rubber groove on the outside because we want to create a gap between the glass and the screen.
I think that's another important point. People install screens and they allow the screen to rest up against the glass. You're defeating the purpose. You're giving it a direct thermal conductive transportation mode.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the spline goes out. Facing out.
In most cases, yeah. Unless there's a good, you know, half inch to an inch space between the glass.
And what kind of sunscreen materials are y'all recommending right now?
We use Pfeiffer Wire. They're the largest screen manufacturer in the world out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They increase their warranty from 5 years to 10 years on their product. And we use the vinyl-coated polyester. It blocks 80 to 95%. We recommend the 80 in most cases just because it allows the fabric, when it heats up and dissipates the heat, it allows the hotter air to escape through the fabric.
Interesting. Okay. And Rod, with New West Shutters, once we go inside the house, in my experience, I've had you put rolling shades in some of our houses.
Right.
I've had you put wood shutters in some of our houses. I don't know of a better heat deterrent than wood shutters closed that actually just lock the heat in that space.
That's true. I love shutters, both from a decorative standpoint and functionality, because there's always going to be a frame, whether it's on the wall or in the window return itself, but it creates that pocket, again, that holds the air back, and it really is a good insulator.
When we do a lot of home inspections for people who are buying homes, I did one recently, and I walked into a west-facing bedroom, and the realtor had the wood blinds, wood shutters closed, all the louvers shut, and I could feel the heat from about halfway through the room. And I said, now, and I was talking to the people that were going to buy the house. And I said, okay, I want you to come stand over here, and I'm going to open these shutters. And, I mean, it was like someone turned a furnace on, the heat escaping from behind that shutter. It was really trapping a lot of heat. They work very well.
They do work well. And there's some confusion. Years ago, there weren't faux shutters or composite shutters on the market. Now there's all kinds of different materials, but I still prefer the wood over the composite. They both insulate about the same,
okay.
Really. Some people tell you the composite's better.
And the you're talking about some kind of vinyl composite window?
Correct, a resin-based product. But the wood does a fine job, and I think overall looks better.
Well, why would someone even want to go to the composite? Are they significantly less expensive?
They aren't, and that's the other thing. When they first came out, there was quite a big difference. But the wood has moderated in price, I think, to compete with it.
Yeah.
And they're really very close. It's not more than 5% difference. Some people want the composite from a cleaning standpoint because they feel like they can wipe it or take it outside and hose it down or something, you know. But really, the wood is very easy to keep.
You know, and to me, a shutter, a wood shutter, a vinyl shutter is a window covering. A wood shutter is furniture.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it really finishes a room off well.
It really. And I think it ages better than plastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly once you've got it inside and you put a sunscreen on the outside, stop the ultraviolet light from whatever you're trying to get through. Not only the ultraviolet light, but stop some of the heat. Then capture the last little bit amount of the heat with the wood shutter. That's about as good as you can get.
Correct. And you also have more variety in terms of options with wood shutters than you do composites.
We're on the topic of window treatments with Chad Hoppe of Arizona Screen Techs talking about exterior window treatments and Rod DiGiovanni from New West Shutters talking about interior treatments. We're going to come back after this short break and talk through what product selection criteria all of you need to be thinking about and take Linda and Bob's question as well.